102.5 KZOK FM. KZOK HD Channel 1, Seattle. This is the Bob Rivers Show. Streaming worldwide at KZOK.com.
But all in love is fair. I turn you the cheek, and I feel the slap and the sting of the foul night air. And I know you're only human, and I haven't got talking room. But tonight, while I'm making excuses, some other woman is making love to you. Somebody bring me some water.
I'd love to meet the woman that inspired that song, huh? She's out there.
That's all based on fact.
That's what I got from Melissa.
Yeah. The pain caused the writing. That's like I'm the only one. It's about the, you know, you found someone else. You found another woman that looks good to you, but I'm the only one who walked across fire for you.
Right.
I'm the only one. That's her pleading with somebody who's leaving her. Yeah, she's got a.
That was also about a breakup.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a proud boast.
No.
Oh.
Apparently, most of her hits have been misery driven.
Next album's going to be a doozy.
That's what I'm thinking too.
But I was one relationship out of date because the woman that he had the Crosby kids with had already been replaced by the woman she's breaking up with now.
And a new batch of kids with that
really?
Woman, I think, yeah.
And these also Crosby kids?
No, these are her kids with somebody else.
I noticed she wouldn't volunteer, like if you want to talk about anything about her personal life, she'll talk about it, but she also wouldn't volunteer and just launch into a story because she's probably sick of...
Yeah.
Of all of that.
That was nice that you
got good that we got to talk about her part-time career in music.
It was nice that you got her back to that.
Okay.
I'd love to see a show, though, about the Crosby kids. David Crosby.
Hey, I'm Dave Crosby.
Yeah. Bunch of bald guys singing songs in a junkyard. It'd be great. I got nothing else. Sorry.
It's fine. Like I said.
Danielle Hayes coming up.
Danelle. Danelle's going to come in. Is she going to sing this morning?
Yeah, in fact, we're going to set up a keyboard and see what she does.
She probably knows somebody bring me some water.
I think she does.
She could probably belt that out.
Yeah.
I think she could have written it. Anyway, we'll ask her what's going on with her. She's going to perform with us on the 22nd at Emerald Queen Casino. Tickets available now. And the kids of the high schools, which we're trying to reach them this morning to see if they're how the rehearsals are coming, on Wednesday... Q13 Fox with Casey, our television reporter, ex-employee. Casey's going to come and record the high school kids doing the chorus to Somebody to Love. We have Spike Edney from Queen playing the piano, although we'll just do that for the record. On stage I'll play. You know, it's almost cheating. But it is cheating that I get to have Spike Edney play the part.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric did a little iPhone video of him playing it. So I get to go learn the part by watching the hands of the guy from the band who did it.
I don't know if that's cheating.
It's having a 21st century tutor.
That's pretty cool.
You still have to be able to do it. I mean, if you can do it, then that's great.
Cheating would be you pushing a button on the keyboard and...
That's play its playing part while you
stand behind it.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe throw your foot up.
Robbie Vanilli.
Yeah, that's cheating.
Well, thank you. Okay, because I will still have to do the work.
Yeah, you got
I had to learn the I Am the Walrus part, too, which was a lot of fun.
Well, I mean, we listen to the originals and we rehearse to the originals. That's what we do.
Yeah. Rafe Wadley is the music director for Holy Names Academy. Hey, Rafe.
How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
He likes his job, I think.
You do enjoy your job, don't you?
Yes, I very much do. It's a great school. Smart girls. What more could you ask?
All right. Recording session is... I know we kept moving it. It was Thursday. Now it's Wednesday, right? We just make sure we got that right.
Yeah, we're on. We're ready to rock.
We're meeting down at Studio X.
Studio X.
Which is a legendary room. We're fortunate we have several legendary places to record in Seattle. And how many kids are coming?
I'm bringing 15 girls. Craig is bringing 15 boys. So.
15 girls, 15 boys.
Yep.
That'll be the Somebody to Love chorus.
Exactly. And they're so excited.
Now, I wanted to let you know, per Jeff and Lynn's fear of high school glee clubs, we're doing it to the Queen version, which is almost identical to the Glee version. In fact, I don't even think there's any real difference.
The choral is pretty similar.
The chorus is the same.
Got it.
But when I first said we were going to do something on Glee to Jeff, he cocked his head in that "what the heck are you thinking" way.
Yeah, you're lucky you didn't cock a gun.
He's the protector of the Rock.
Yes.
Threw up in his mouth a little bit.
Yeah. Do you have the Queen? Are you rehearsing?
Yeah. Well, excuse me. What Craig and I are both rehearsing is the exact transcription of the Glee version. So we're gonna have to check and make sure that's gonna line up with your concept. But
with Queen, Somebody Love. I think it will. I think the Glee did the exact same arrangement.
Right. They just did a dual lead vocal more catered to the two high school singers. They had actually a three person. For the final Somebody to Love.
Yeah.
Is a third singer.
Yeah, we'll make it work.
Yeah.
This is Queen here. This is going to be so cool. Now, did you hear that we actually got permission from Bill down at Emerald Queen Casino, who hates it when we ask him stuff last minute, but apparently, as long as we ask way enough ahead of time and do it right, mm-hmm. which we're not used to doing, he says yes. So we have permission if this group wants to be on stage on May 22nd.
Yes, they desperately do. And now there's a little addition to that. In order, Craig was going to be down at the Gresham Jazz Vocal Jazz Festival that day.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, "You gotta come back," and he's like, "Okay, I really want to." But he's down there. His girls, of course, were not invited to sing with us, but he was gonna bring his boys back early with the group, and of course the girls were like, "Whoa, what the heck?" So I said, "Hey, if we could get your 9 jazz girls in with us for that show as well."
Yes.
Would they do it?
And that'd be great.
The
more the merrier. Here's the problem though. I remember what I said about getting you great spots for the high school kids at the craps tables. Turns out I can't do that.
We can take their lucky numbers and go put them on the keynote.
Yeah, yeah. It turns out they're going to have to be sequestered from all the adult areas.
As long as we can bet vicariously through you, we'll be okay.
Yeah. Well, they're betting a lot by just letting us do this. Okay. So it's confirmed then. Huge Catholic school choruses from Holy Names Academy and Bishop Blanchett. Both on stage, May 22nd at Emerald Queen.
It's on.
All right. Now, did you also rehearse The Wall?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's already...
Right. We don't need no education. It doesn't take much education to do it.
The school headmasters have no problem with them being taught that chorus and screaming.
I'm just not going to ask.
We're not going to... That's why they're not rehearsing it. They don't want to come wafting through the hallways of parents who paid like 10 grand.
A semester.
Is it 10 grand a semester?
It's up there.
It's hugely expensive. Okay. Well, bless you. Thank you so much. You know, I went to Catholic school.
And you turned out okay?
Jury's out.
Moody's rates me AAA. All right, Rafe. Thank you very much. Hold on. Sounds like he's on it.
Yeah, he is. Those guys work nonstop year-round. They're in so many different competitions. He mentioned the Gresham Jazz Festival. I know they take part in the... Louis Armstrong Jazz Festival over in Spokane every year, and they do very well in these competitions. Choral programs are huge for these schools.
Glee is like the biggest thing. Maura just brought me the... Where is it?
It's actually Spikes. He loaned it to me a couple weeks
ago. This is the DVD of season 1?
First season. Really good.
Lisa was asking me about it. I said, "Honey, we should start watching this so that we just know what's going on." Thank goodness I don't have any kids in high school, though, because I understand a lot of racy stuff happens, right?
You know, teen pregnancy, teacher crushes, adultery, deception, a lot of stuff going on.
That stuff doesn't happen in real high schools, though. That's just in TV
right.
High schools.
Yeah. Especially when you get your parochial high schools that people pay money to send their kids to.
Are these parochial in Glee?
No, it's a public school in Ohio.
Neat.
But our choir members that will join us on stage are all parochial school kids.
The good kids. My mom and dad wanted me to be a good kid, so they paid for Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
I remember hearing over and over again, we're paying a lot of money.
I remember saying over and over again.
My mom would go through, bless her heart, I love her, if I have to sell my pearls, you're going to that school.
Right. Wow. Is that good parenting, though, to remind the kids how guilty they should feel for all the money you're spending for private school?
I think it is.
Yeah, it
having
helps.
Done it.
Yeah.
It's nice that they
helps
know.
That guilt,
you know.
It worked on me. I mean, I felt guilty, guilty, guilty. To this day, I still carry around all sorts of useless guilt.
You want to know about the sacrifices you make to give them a better life?
Right. You find yourself doing it with your own kids? I caught myself doing that just the other day.
It's hard to convince my kids that we have to make sacrifices because we have a pretty good life.
Mm-hmm.
They'll never know.
It's the appreciation factor. It's like you got to understand that not everybody has what you have.
Yeah, it's hard. I was actually having an argument with Keith the other day. I can't remember what it was about, which is too bad because I love embarrassing him on the radio, and he kind of digs it too. But it was something where it was this materialistic conflict about. Oh, I remember what it was now. Oh, and I probably shouldn't tell you.
Oh,
the story.
Please.
Oh no.
Come on.
It's awful. No, it's really bad.
Oh,
it's
we
best
gotta
you
hear
forget.
It, Bob.
It's best that I.
Yeah, it's best you forget.
Get it out.
Yeah, so, I think you need to.
Anyway, it's about healthcare. Do you really want to hear the story?
Well,
How can he feel guilty about health? I'm kind of curious how.
I hope he doesn't mind me telling it. I'm pretty sure I can hear his voice in my head saying yes, which is as good as a yes, right?
Yeah,
if you
sure
can
is.
Imagine the person saying yes, go ahead, tell the story. That's like permission.
Well, if it helps to say something nice about him first, I'll say I saw the commercial that he made with Blake Lewis, and it was awesome for a Walmart competition or something.
Uh-huh.
Really, really talented young man you got there.
He got flown to L.A. to meet John Landau again. And John Landau flew him to Barcelona for another competition. He's winning all these awards.
Yeah, they took second in this one. And I got to say, the first place one was a killer.
It was killer.
Yeah, it was a killer. Yeah. And they took second out of I don't know how many thousands of entrants, but it was a really good commercial.
I will tell you the story with the understanding that the reason I'm telling you this story is because I think this is happening to 20-somethings all over our coverage area and all over the country. I think this relates to so many parents out there with so many, you know, I don't want to say failure to launch. Is that Keith? Oh, can I tell the story?
What story?
Very smart question, young man. Very smart question.
The healthcare dilemma.
Sure.
So, yeah, I heard that in my head. I didn't even need to hear
him. You're doing well.
Do you want to be on the air when I tell her, or do you want to hang up and listen?
I'm actually at Starbucks on a shoot.
So you're working?
I'm working.
Glad to hear it.
God, what's that feel like,
I'll save the podcast for you.
Having a kid work, what's that feel like?
Yeah.
Yeah, if it were Andrew, he'd have plenty of time to hear the story.
Come on!
All right, so you know what the story is. It's the healthcare dilemma.
Yeah, I give you consent.
Thank you, Keith. I didn't need consent, but they're in their 20s, young, married, healthy. So guess what they're not paying for?
No health insurance?
They decided that, hey, nice dinner here or there, modest apartment, groceries, all of these luxuries are more important than the risk of health care.
I can see minimal health care. Healthy people in their 20s may not need the, you know, total Cadillac package, but you've got to be covered. If something really bad should happen, you've got to have that, what they call catastrophic health insurance at a bare minimum.
Oh, old man. Nothing's going to happen to me. I'm just role playing.
You are too busy on the money.
He's busy working.
Well, everybody in their 20s feels indestructible. That's the nature of the beast.
Well, you pretty much are, but still, if something falls out of the sky and lands on your head, I mean, you don't know, you know? Stuff can happen out there.
So when I started talking to him about it, he's actually buying into Tea Party rhetoric. He's buying into, well, the system is broke, it's not fair, Obama's going to make me pay for it soon anyway, so I'll just take this time now.
To save in case there's a catastrophe?
No. Oh, there probably won't be. Oh, look at you, old man, too.
No, I'm just asking.
Take this time now to make a couple extra trips to the steakhouse every month and, you know, to buy a couple extra DVDs instead of...
Hey, times are tough living in Kirkland.
Yeah.
So anyway, in the middle of this discussion I'm having with him, and I was playing the role of, well, you know, old man, in the middle of this discussion, I reminded him that we're going to Bangladesh. Because he's going to be our film crew.
Okay.
And I thought that perhaps then what is actually a necessity versus not a necessity would, you know, be rebalanced, even for me. Because it's been a couple of years since I was in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I got really good used to the good life again.
Well, you won't see much good life in Bangladesh from what I'm reading. And it's a new travel advisory every day, by the way. Mumbai over the weekend. Terrorist attacks imminent. Please don't go there, is what they're saying. So,
but that's not Bangladesh.
No, it's not, but it's in the neighborhood, right? How far away is that?
Well, it's like getting a travel advisory for New Mexico and you were...
Isn't Bangladesh kind of between India and Pakistan, the other place with the travel advisory?
Are you spending every day worrying about your trip to Bangladesh?
I'm not spending every day. I'm spending every hour.
Okay.
And when I stop worrying, my daughter takes over. She's very worried about me going. I'm not saying I won't go.
Well, she learned everything she learned from you.
Right.
So you're planting fear in your daughter. Why are you not planting fear.
She's just, you know... We're not risk takers, our family. We play it close to the vest. We don't climb up trees, you know. We don't do adventurous stuff. We're not adventurous.
You don't mess around with Jim.
Right, right.
You don't tug on Superman's
cage.
No, GYM. Don't mess around with GYM.
GYM.
Yeah.
Don't mess around in the gym.
Never do that either. And I'm not saying, I mean, I'm going, it's that simple, but yeah, I would have some health insurance, that's for sure, if you're going to
Bangladesh. Well, that was basically what I said, is I'm going to cover it for 6 months, while they get on their feet.
Okay.
Because I'm not bringing him to Bangladesh without health insurance. I mean, you can come out, talk about your variety of cooties available.
Yeah.
It goes way, way up. When you're in one of them third world countries.
Yeah, and you don't have their immune system built up.
No.
They probably have one.
Yeah.
I get bad things in Eastern Washington. So when I go that far away.
The Near East.
The Near East. To the Far East. Okay. Bill Maher is upset about the oil spill, believe it or not. Here's Bill Maher.
I'm pissed off this week because the Gulf of Mexico is now the Gulf of Texaco. Has this pissed you off? I mean, this is the worst thing to happen to beaches since the Speedo. And you saw the plan they have now? They're lighting it on fire. They're lighting the... It's called Operation What Could Go Wrong? No, there is a danger to doing that. They say to burn that much oil for no reason at all could lead to NASCAR. What a plan they have. This is the plan to contain the oil slick with fire-retardant beams and then set fire to the oil that pools up on the surface. They say if it works there in the Gulf, they're going to try it on the cast of Jersey Shore.
All right. That's another rewrite of the Jersey Shore joke that... who did that?
Colbert.
Funny. Bill Maher on Arizona's immigration law and Major League Baseball.
You know what's going on in Arizona. It is muy caliente down there. Everybody is pissed off. This tells you a lot about it. Major League Baseball today, the Players Association, because it's a lot of Latino players in baseball, they came out strongly to repeal the Arizona law. In fact, during the Diamondbacks game last night, Sheriff Joe Arpaio ran on the field demanding to see an ID of a guy after he stole second base. That seems wrong. This may also explain why the Diamondbacks lately are only playing with four guys on the field.
All right. This is really funny. Arizona Iced Tea.
Yeah, the drink company.
Is trying to do everything it can to distance itself from the state of Arizona.
Uh-huh.
People had called for a boycott of Arizona Iced Tea.
Uh-huh.
So they made an official press release.
We aren't from Arizona!
We have nothing to do with with Arizona.
It's all been a scam!
Our company is in New York City.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Some people are boycotting companies that actually are in Arizona, like Cold Stone Creamery. If you were going to make ice cream, would you go to the hottest place on the planet?
Yeah.
Darn right.
Really?
It's where the market sell the is, most. Baby. Yeah, right. It's every day's ice cream day in Arizona.
But I'd make it. All right. Dial Soap is from Arizona.
I had no idea.
P.F. Chang's, authentic Chinese food. Fender Guitars, U-Haul, GoDaddy.com, Sky Mall, U.S. Airways, and Best Western. Sandra Bullock and Jesse James' house is on the market. Just under $6 million. I love the next line in the story. The house is being sold discreetly.
Ignore that first sentence, because the house is being sold discreetly.
It won't be listed. There won't be any open houses. Potential buyers will have to pre-qualify, and there's no word where Jesse plans to live. If there's no listing and no open house, mm-hmm. who do you pre-qualify with?
Other celebrities who haven't cheated. That's
what
the
do
only,
you mean?
It's the only market for that is rich.
No.
Rich.
Potential buyers. Joe, explain to him what pre-qualify means.
Well, pre-qualify is you check somebody out to make sure they can actually afford the house
right.
before you go dragging right. them through it.
Right. So before you can pre-qualify by meeting someone who doesn't exist with a house that isn't listed, with no company,
uh-huh.
and that
you have to pre-qualify by contacting someone that doesn't exist. With a company that doesn't have a listing.
Well, because it's not listed doesn't mean it's not for sale. They've got a broker. They won't list it in the multiple listings. It won't come up when you put it.
You don't
on
have
listing.
A broker at that point. You don't have anybody. No? Listing is getting a broker or getting an agent, right, Joe?
Well, but
no agent is going to sell it without. They have to contact Sandra Bullock directly.
Yeah,
that ain't going to happen.
You can have a house not on the MLS. It's kind of suicide.
You put a sign out in front, with a phone number.
But if you're ultra paranoid, you can conceivably have your house listed for sale, but say, I don't want it on any computers, and basically somebody would literally have to almost walk into that real estate office, which I assume is probably some, for the uber rich, and they'll tell you about it.
It's discreet, Joe.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did you hear?
Cameron is in Camp Springs, Maryland. Hey, Cameron, what do you got?
Hi, I just wanted to talk about Joe and his worrying about Bangladesh and point out that if you're going to look for some place to look for travel warnings for to be worried about going to Bangladesh for, you may want to concentrate more on the northeastern provinces of India like Assam or the city of Kolkata and stuff, because there's terrorist groups out there, including separatist groups, who may be a little bit more dangerous than something happening in Mumbai that's thousands of miles away.
Yeah, check those out. You'll feel better. There's no warnings about Bangladesh, are there?
Not that I'm aware of.
There were extensive warnings the last time I looked.
About Bangladesh?
Well, just about the basic, there's no stuff's about to blow up warning, but there's lots of
travel
advisors.
Read the warnings from Bangladesh when we come back.
I will.
We'll be right back.
Good morning.
Good for you.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
At
Tulalip Resort Casino, you could be one of 45 winners in the Tulalip May 100K Tulalip Cup promotion. Pick four race cars and you could win $100,000 at Tulalip Resort Casino on I-5 at exit 200. Make sure your low fares stay low to St. Louis with no bag fees from Southwest Airlines. Grab your bag. It's on nonstop from Seattle to St. Louis starting May 9th. Book your nonstop flights to St. Louis now at southwest.com. Weight and size limits apply.
Whatever happened to the good guys? Guys who do such a super job you'd swear they wore superhero capes. Guys like
the car washers who get every last French fry between your seats.
The tree trimmers who don't make you feel like a sap.
The pool cleaner who maneuvers that long pole thingy like a ninja blade.
Just look in the Verizon Yellow Pages for the super guarantee from Super Media. We're so confident in these super businesses, we're willing to stand behind their services.
The septic tank cleaner who's detailed without going into detail.
And the contractor who doesn't cut corners, you know, unless he's making something with corners.
Next time, feel good knowing you found a business whose work is backed by the super guarantee. You'll get the job done right, or we'll step in and help to make it right. Sign up for free on superguarantee.com.
Now in the Verizon Yellow Pages, find businesses backed by the super guarantee, only from Super Media. Complete details of participation in the guarantee program can be found online at superguarantee.com. Capes not included.
She made your peanut butter sandwiches just right. She taught you how to tie your shoes. She reminded you over and over how important it is to say thank you. She's your mom. And this Mother's Day, you want to give her a gift with meaning. A gift that'll last a lifetime. Well, at Fred Meyer Jewelers, you'll find a beautiful selection of jewelry. Thoughtful gifts that will delight her. Like a sterling silver Zabel bracelet with a heart-shaped mom bead. Right now, it's on sale for just $59.99. Or surprise her with a pair of brilliant diamond stud earrings. They start at just $99.99. We have the right gift for mom, grandma, every special woman in your life. So come to Fred Meyer Jewelers, the third largest jeweler in the nation, and find a Mother's Day gift she'll treasure forever.
For all those special times.
Shop at FredMeyerJewelers.com and get free overnight shipping on any order of $49 or more.
Hello, new busy. Nice day for a drive. A busy day, too, undoubtedly, knowing you. But while you move your rear, why don't we move our rears? Hotmail presents Lessons for the New Busy. Today's lesson, glutes and root, in 30 seconds. Now, let's get some road-tested, rock-hard rear ends. Squeeze your right side, then the left. Oh. To the casual observer, it might look like you got ants in the pants, but this'll all pay off come bathing suit season. Hey, passenger, don't laugh. Don't you want nice buns like mine? Okay, double time. Clench both cheeks and release. Feel the firm, feel the burn, take that turn and relax. Hey, with as much running around as you do, you'll get in pretty good shape. Much like the streamlined Hotmail inbox that can handle your many email accounts. Plus, security features that help trim the fat. And, you know, the spam.
See what else the new busy are up to and how they use Hotmail from Microsoft to keep moving. Visit Hotmail.com. Tools for the new busy.
Taxi.
A business owner is always on the road.
Where to?
Downtown. Big meeting.
So your smartphone needs to be a lifeline to your business.
Here you go. Keep it.
Thanks. Good luck, pal.
Keeping you connected and on schedule. Even accessing important files. Like the presentation you just left in the cab.
Not good.
So here's your moment of truth. Which 3G network do you want when the deal is on the line? Simple. When you want your 3G network to work, you want Verizon.
Oh, yeah. Got the email, printed the file. We're good to go.
Visit Verizon to see how our smartphones can help put your business on the map. And buy one BlackBerry Curve for $29.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card and get one free. Talk to a small business specialist or call 1-800-VZW-4BIZ today. Phone requires new two-year activation on a voice plan with data pack $29.99 or higher. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Let's see. Las Vegas? No. Friday Harbor.
What you doing?
Deciding where we're going to fly on our Alaska Airlines mileage plan miles.
You do know Alaska Airlines doesn't fly to Friday Harbor, right?
But Kenmore Air does. And guess who the newest Alaska Airlines mileage plan partner is?
No way.
Yep. Mileage plan members earn 250 miles for every Kenmore Air flight anywhere they fly.
Anywhere?
Aw, you're not going to sing.
Oh, Canada. Hey, how about fishing in Campbell River?
Or gallery hopping in Victoria?
Or kayaking in Desolation Sound?
Or spa getaway on the Sunshine Coast?
Hard to know where those two will end up, but with Alaska Airlines and Kenmore Air partnered up, they're sure to have lots of great choices. Sign up for the Alaska Airlines Mileage Plan is easy and free at alaskaair.com and register to earn double miles on all Kenmore Air flights through May 31st. For more details on the Kenmore Alaska Airlines partnership and to book flights to any of Kenmore Air's 50 great destinations, go to kenmoreair.com. Kenmore Air, flying the Pacific Northwest since 1946.
Dick's Sporting Goods grand opening celebration is now on at our new Puyallup location at the South Hill Mall. Come see why Dick's Sporting Goods is the nation's largest sporting goods retailer, with offers like Quest 10x10 Instant Up Canopy, $49.98. Marmot Aspen Minimalist Sleeping Bag, $49.98. TaylorMade Rack Wedge or Classic Putter, $59.98. Or save 20% off all Danner boots. Stop by our new location and join in the celebration at the South Hill Mall, 3500 Meridian Street. If you buy sporting goods somewhere else, you're paying too much. Every season starts at Dick's.
September 23rd, wedding anniversary. Next Tuesday, karate tournament. Saturday, 7:15 a.m., pancakes with Dad. Sundown, June 5th, local wildlife sanctuary celebrates Owl Night. Our schedules are very much our own. And with so much going on, shouldn't there be more flexibility on when you make your monthly mortgage payment? At Wells Fargo, when you want a mortgage with a payment plan that runs on your schedule that also has low interest rates, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Our automatic mortgage payment choices allow you to divide your mortgage payments to better match your pay cycle. Schedule free and automatic withdrawals weekly, biweekly, semi-monthly, or monthly. Plus, there are options that allow you to pay down your mortgage and reduce the total interest over the life of your mortgage. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Just make sure it won't conflict with Owl Night. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
Your car takes care of you. Care for it. Don't use low-quality gasoline that could leave crud in the engine. Use gasoline that cleans. Chevron with Techron. Care for your car.
What if a bank did more than take care of your money and took the time to take care of what's really important? Stop into your nearest KeyBank and unlock your possibilities. KeyBank is a member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KZOK traffic.
Big slowdown this morning on I-5 southbound. It starts way up at about 220th and Mount Lake Terrace. Very heavy down to 145th. Then very slow again from Northgate all the way down to the Ship Canal. Both solid on the main line and express lane. I-5 northbound heavy from just about Alboro up through downtown to the 520 bridge. That is jammed up in both directions. Now, this is all due to an earlier accident that's long been cleared at the convention center. It's just taken a long time to recover. 405 southbound slow from 522 all the way down to about 85th in Kirkland. Lee Callahan, 102.5 KZOK.
This is the Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe on 102.5 KZOK. The classic rock station.
That he wanted help for his country died. Although I couldn't feel the pain, I knew I had to try. Now I'm asking only help us save some.
It's been a while since Bangladesh had a hit song, and things are still bad there. Coming in July, Bob, Spike, and Joe go on a tour. To me, the idea of the three of us on one of these missions is what makes it special. We're going to make a movie of the whole deal, and we'll come back with an interesting perspective on a part of the world that literally the only thing I know about it is that George Harrison song. I know it's somewhere, like Joe said, between India and Pakistan. It's not huge, but it's got... It's not?
No. India is between Bangladesh and Pakistan. So in other words, Pakistan used to be called East
Pakistan. Is it next to Pakistan?
No. No, it's India is this huge subcontinent in between.
Oh, between China and India is where it is.
Well, yeah, China's on... It's all in that...
Remember, grade school. Just treat me like grade school.
How far past Spokane is it again?
Bangladesh used to be called West Pakistan, or East Pakistan, rather. And Pakistan itself, that we know now, was called West Pakistan. And then they switched them into...
So it is next to Pakistan.
But India's in the middle of it. It was strange how the British carved it up.
Okay, it's carved up weird.
Yeah.
It's in that part of the country.
India's huge. Pakistan.
Part of the world, I should say.
India's huge. Bangladesh is, imagine, it's like the appendix of India. It's a little tiny sliver on the coast, but surrounded on one side by India and one side by Pakistan.
Right.
What part of Bangladesh are we going? Do we know?
Why, the clean part, Joe. There's 8 square blocks.
Yeah. By the way, the irony of this, before we even get into why Joe is afraid of going to Bangladesh, the irony of this is that there was a shooting in Joe's neighborhood over the weekend, that it's dangerous where he lives.
Well, that was kids. Kids being kids. You know, that's...
Oh, those pesky kids.
You call shooting kids being kids?
Well, unfortunately, the way kids are kids these days has escalated. There was a party in Newcastle, teenagers.
Were they driving an Escalade? I hadn't read that.
I don't know what they were driving.
Rolling on 20s, were they? Those kids.
Not funny, but the funny thing about this is there's a whole house full of kids. It's a teenage party.
Right,
you know?
But I'm saying your neighborhood is dangerous now.
Yeah, well, this wasn't right.
There's an advisory.
Well,
in all the local news.
Yeah.
Tourists stay away from, where is it?
Newcastle.
Stay out of Newcastle.
Well, and the funny thing about that story is none of these kids apparently saw anything. Even though there's a house full of kids partying, there's no suspects because nobody, you know,
nobody's
saw.
Nobody's talking.
There's that Newcastle, what do they call it? Like police officer thing, that Newcastle Brotherhood.
Yeah.
The Brotherhood of Newcastle. You talk to all the neighbors and you go...
The thin chrome line, they call it. They go, Newcastle, yeah.
or Mr. Nobody. That's what we have at our house.
Who did it, Mr.
Place.
Nobody?
Nobody.
Yeah, well, I hope they find out.
Okay, well, that's dangerous.
Well, yeah, there's danger everywhere you go.
Thank you.
State Department.
I rest my case.
This room probably feels dangerous right
I know
now.
How to avoid the danger in my neighborhood a little
do you?
Bit.
You don't
how
do you go do to that? Teen raves.
Yeah.
You keep the essence of the pacifier out of your mouth and you're a safe guy.
You don't go to keggers full of 16-year-olds. That's a warning sign. But, I mean, the U.S. State Department puts out warnings about Bangladesh.
What do they say?
Let's see. U.S. citizens are advised against traveling to Kajrachi, Ragamati, and the Barbarian Hill Tracks, collectively known as the Chittagong Hill Tracks, due to kidnappings and other security incidents involving foreign nationals.
By the way, if they're going to kidnap a white person, you think they're going to take the heaviest one?
No, that's one reason I'm plumping up
for this. We can't get him off the ground. How about you take the other one?
I recommend you act just like a turtle if they try to kidnap you. Just lay there on your back.
Pull your arms and your
flail
legs.
Flail your hands
Pull
in
your
the
arms
air.
And legs into your clothes.
Flip me over.
All right, kidnappings, what else?
Lots of urban crime, larceny, snatch and grab, pickpocketing. Levels of violence are higher than most places. This doesn't bother me.
Just wear a sign. Volunteer does not carry any cash.
To reduce your risk. Oh, and don't ride in rickshaws, it says. Lots of rickshaw holdups these days. The better to be in something motorized if you're going through the city.
Which city is this?
Dhaka. That's
where we're landing, right?
Yeah, that's where you're going.
Yeah.
Super.
Isn't that where that famous race takes place?
That no, that's motor? Dakar Senegal, which is remarkably similar sounding, but an entirely different part of the world.
So how do these rickshaw jackies, somebody comes up behind you with coconuts, pull it over, like faster, driver faster, pedal faster, they're pulling us over.
Well, they think anybody that is rich enough to have some man pull you around in a chariot is probably...
Must have some money.
Yeah, must have some money.
So we'll be with World Vision.
They got themselves a new government pretty recently, so maybe that's good, maybe that's not. Let's see, international child abduction. I guess I don't have to worry about that. It doesn't look, you know, all that safe to me.
What is your mission going to be when you're there? Are you going to be helping to build an orphanage?
We're going to be going to a village and probably meeting about 1,000 kids again that they cannot get sponsors for. So we will actually, and you know what we did in Ethiopia is we went back a year later and built a school. We have, if you were to go to Senegal and drive a whole day out to Dakar, you would see KZOK bumper stickers. You would meet kids who are going to school because of KZOK. You would see entire families that would, seriously, you could walk in with a can of orange soda and start your own religion. Maybe that's an exaggeration because they got that Christian thing yeah. and the Muslim thing going on. But isn't that right, Eric? Though that the impact we had on this one village is what kind of makes it special.
Oh, it's incredible the amount of impact. I mean, when you think about the fact that there are in this huge network of villages altogether, there's 3,000 children available to be sponsored. You from KZOK sponsored 1,500 of them, more than a third.
Here's some good news. It says police are generally responsive to reports of crimes against U.S. citizens. Crimes, however, often go unsolved. They will come out and say hi to you, though.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Which means so much.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to bring any money. We're going to be with a World Vision organization of caregivers and missionaries. They don't bother them, which is what I've heard all over the world, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. In fact, they even have a little sign on the back of their vehicles that they drive in. It's a AK-47 with a circle and a line through it saying, we don't carry weapons, we're not allied with any sort of cause, leave us alone. And people do.
Most of the time.
Well, you're not going to Pakistan.
Yeah, except last year when they didn't, right next door there. But
next door.
Well, yeah. Pakistan. That's not quite next door, but it's...
Noriega is next door to us. Is that what you're saying? Like, well, not Noriega anymore, because he's getting out of prison and going to France, but...
Vancouver is next door to us. I would feel safe there, actually.
If child abduction is one of the warnings for Canada.
I'm not a
if
child.
If you go look at the same State Department website...
You're all worried about you. I'm not a child. Yeah.
Okay. So Joe is nervous, but he's coming anyway. Brave, brave Joe.
Don't know about that. I'm coming, but I don't know about the brave part.
All right. See, that's funny. I feel bad now because I wasn't really scared. I was more worried about my personal comfort, which is more embarrassing than being scared. Right?
Well, the fact that you sort of backslid after going to Senegal, that to me is...
What do you mean backslid?
What do you mean?
Yeah. Oh, well, I remember that when you were in Senegal, if you recall... You were saying that every day is a gift, just the fact that I am even alive, breathing, meeting people is all I need.
I still feel that same way, so shut up.
Okay.
you talk.
How did I backslide?
It sounds like really? You embraced our Western luxurious lifestyles again.
It's hard not to.
Well, I don't see you moving out to Colfax. I have to think of some place.
War-torn Colfax. Poverty.
And destitute.
I haven't embraced anything. I've cut back.
Actually, you're right. You have.
I have.
You have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought about it, though.
Embracing more.
Well, I did. To be fair to Eric, there was a bit of a boomerang effect. When you come back, you actually feel like a king in exile. You feel like you're... like literally, from the moment you step off the plane, you go, man... Even the poorest person in this country is one of the wealthiest in the world. And then you go, the weirdest thing when I came back was walking into a grocery store and seeing rows and rows. I remember thinking, nobody could possibly eat all this stuff until I saw Joe, and I was welcomed home by Joe.
Where he links those three grocery carts together to make a human train. That's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
I had a cinnamon roll yesterday that would feed that whole nation. I mean, it was huge. I'm not kidding you either.
I know you're not.
It was a monster.
So,
Malpe Cafe?
You betcha.
I love you.
Did I slide back, Eric? I feel bad if I did.
It's hard.
You forget.
Yeah.
You forget. That's why we're going again.
Yeah.
Ben in Bellevue wants to say something to you, Joe.
Joe, settle down, buddy. I've been all over this world from Iceland, Greenland, Turkey, England, Bahrain, Iraq, Kuwait, Indonesia. Other than Iraq a couple years ago, you know, it was all pretty safe. And everybody speaks English. You'll be fine, buddy. Take a deep breath and just have fun.
What did you do in Iraq?
I worked for KBR. I was an Army contractor, ran crane.
Oh, cool. Yeah, because that's dangerous there.
And that was dangerous. We got, you know, back in 04, 05, the first part of 06, we got bombed quite a bit on a couple of bases I was at. But even since then, I mean, I just came home about this time last year. The last 2 years, I don't think there was one bomb that was dropped. You know, and I was working off base at the time. So, and of course, there's your sporadic little things here and there. But again, you're in a war zone there.
Yeah, you're threatened.
Did you just use the word sporadical?
He's trying to speak the Jonah language he can
understand. Those are the people I'm worried about on this trip, the sporadicals.
Well,
the sporadical insurgency.
We obviously have to.
You know, when they'll show up, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it will be fine, but what I'm hearing is our thresholds of safety are different. I mean, to you, going to work, you know, in the middle of a war is safe, and I couldn't imagine doing that, but I salute your bravery.
Well, again, like I said, take a deep breath. You'll be in a big group. You know, I don't know what to tell you. Just have fun. Don't worry about it.
Thank you, Ben. That reminds me, Spike and the Impalers are scheduled to go to Iraq in September and play for the troops. Did you know that?
No.
We've been keeping a low profile because we don't have a date yet. But we got confirmed. We passed the security clearance. And
every member of our band passed.
Yeah, it's a good group. Yeah,
how did that happen?
That's amazing. They know Lynn's out with Bad Company this spring, right? And Lynn knows he's got to go to Iraq in the fall to just kind of keep it low.
Well, right? We got to talk to the guys because these guys have jobs, so we're gonna have to come up with a sponsor.
Okay.
To sponsor their pay.
Yeah.
We have to raise a little bit of money. I don't think we'll have a hard time doing it.
Is Casey going?
Casey will go.
Right, I'm not going anywhere near 20,000 troops without her abdomens to keep.
She's
us
our safe. Shield.
Gotcha. Silly me.
They'll be watching the stage with their binoculars. Don't shoot. Look at this. Look what they are bringing to the stage. Oh, mama.
Yes, and it'll be very hot over there. Yes, she'll have to wear very little clothing. Are you kidding? Her a chance to get up on stage and writhe in front of thousands of adoring troops.
Hiya, boys. Only missing is Bob Hope. Great, you kidding me?
She'll love it. Are you going to go, our cowbell player? Or your parents, your wife and kid, same thing, will probably get upset.
I would feel safer on that trip, really, than Bangladesh. But
serious?
I probably, just from a weight limit on the C-140, I'll probably pass.
Oh, well, CIA, Armored Personnel Carrier Joe, you guys have to pick. Can't take both.
That's one more stack of marshals you can take on that trip if I don't go, so. Somebody's got it, you know, somebody.
Joe don't know and he don't care.
He don't care.
Well, just stay home because he's scared. Buzzwaters.
I don't think the troops would enjoy,
stay home.
I don't think they would enjoy my presence that much.
Oh, are you kidding me? All the shade you provide?
Yeah.
They could auction off VIP shaded seating
between you and the sun.
Nah, dude, come on, buddy.
You should come.
Iraq.
You come,
the troops.
Just go that way.
Give you a golf club. Want to be the first sidekick in space too? There's room on the next shuttle. I know where Joe's at. I'm a bit of a wuss.
I've done well in life by minimizing risk. I really minimize risk. I don't.
Except with what you eat. You maximize risk there.
I've done pretty well there so far. You know, I'm here. I'm healthy.
I'm playing Russian roulette. I got five chambers. I've done well so far.
Yeah. I'm a little heavier than I should be, but I'm healthy. I mean, but you're right. I should probably slim down.
But don't just say that you minimize risk. You selectively minimize the risk you don't like. The stuff that sounds worse. Like Newcastle to me sounds scary today. Very scary.
Well, don't be out at 1:30 in the morning. That's when that happens, so.
Luann.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I think it's time to pull the fire alarm on this subject.
What subject is that, dear? Caring for our troops while they're overseas?
Or helping or helping children to prevent them from dying. Which one do you want to pull the fire alarm on?
Joe,
Joe's wussiness?
Yeah, weaseling out on everything. It's Joe. Joe. I'm tired of listening about Joe. I'm about ready to turn off my computer and...
Well, I'm more than happy to quit talking. In fact, I could take the rest of the day off if you like.
No, I love to hear you talk, Joe. I'm just really, really, really tired about hearing about all of this. You know, you not wanting to go somewhere. I'm just, you know, now we've gone into another country. So it's just time to pull the fire alarm. Sorry.
Notice how quiet it got.
Thank you, Luann.
I didn't bring it up, you know. I won't talk. I won't say another word about it.
You said that there were State Department warnings about
there
that.
There are. I read some of those.
Jason and Duval, hello.
Hey, if Joe can't go, I'll take his spot. I'll play cowbell. I'm a single father with two kids with custody. I'll go.
You would risk it?
I would go, yeah. Yeah, I'm a former service member. I would go just to put smiles on faces. Just to bring a little bit of home back to them.
I would too, but that's the thing. I don't know, you know, how much they would like the cowbell. I don't think anybody, you know, over there. I mean, they see Casey, they're going to go, yeah, I like that. Even the guys from Florida or Georgia or whatever. But I don't know if the cowbell will bring that much, you know, light to the lives of the general infantry.
All right, now I agree with her. We're pulling the fire alarm.
What? Florida, Georgia?
Cowbell's bringing home light to people's sailor? Lives?
I don't think it particularly does.
Still to come this morning, they found a huge alligator in Kirkland. Monstrous alligator. How did it get there? David Letterman jumps on the bandwagon. He's trying to help his friend Conan by calling Jay Leno a knockwurst.
What?
A knockwurst.
Wow.
We have the audio of that. And the Times Square car bombing by Nasty Stuff. We'll get to news again with Maura Gallucci right after these.
The Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe on 102.5 KZOK. The classic rock station.
For $19.99... plus a delivery charge, you can get 12 assorted roses for mom and a free glass vase included. An amazing deal for Mother's Day? Yes. And here's the deal. From proflowers.com, these are guaranteed to stay fresh for at least 7 days. Supplies are limited. You're running out of time. Mother's Day is coming right up. Here's what you do. Call 800-PRO-FLOWERS. That's 800-PRO-FLOWERS. And mention Rivers. That's the way you get the discount. Or go to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter the password Rivers. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone, type in Rivers. Remember, this is your last chance to take care of mom. Order now. 12 assorted roses and a free glass vase. Proflowers.com or 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS. Mention the code word Rivers.
Switch to KeyBank and get an iPod Touch for banking with us. Go to key.com/touch. Call 877-KEY-ONLY or visit your local branch to learn more. Offer ends July 30th. Other restrictions apply.
Don't you think some couples were meant to be? Like how a toasted egg McMuffin combines so perfectly with a steamy McCafe latte? Stop by McDonald's today and try an egg McMuffin with a McCafe latte. McDonald's. I'm loving it. Participation may vary.
Let's say you want to go to Portland. If you're feeling optimistic, you won't be worried about driving. You'll just focus on all the great things you'll do when you get there. You'll be so busy daydreaming your way through shops in the Pearl District that you won't even think about being stuck in your car. Stuck in traffic, staring down I-5. Again. Of course, if you're more of a realist, you'll just take the train. Because on Amtrak Cascades, instead of hoping things go right, you can just sit back, relax, and have it happen. When you travel car-free, you can get up and move about, grab a bite to eat along the way, and clear your mind. And outside your window, the Northwest views go by like one postcard after another. So, let's be realistic. Let's embrace relaxation instead of irritation. Let's take the train. Amtrak Cascades, as low as $29 one way from Seattle to Portland. For tickets and schedules, visit AmtrakCascades.com or call 1-800-USA-RAIL. Fares, routes, and schedules subject to change without notice. Restrictions may apply.
There is a hospital in Seattle that's now established as the world's leader in halting addictions to alcohol and drugs. What does that mean to be the world's leader? Well, 6-8 Hospital Seattle in just 10 days brings those life and family wrecking habits to a total lifelong halt with by far the highest total success record in the industry. Now, we tell you this as alcohol use spirals upward and so many well-meaning innocent users spiral downward. Much the same thing holds true with prescription drugs and the vicious habits they create. Yes, Schicksal Hospital of Seattle treats those drugs as well. So for yourself or that family member, suffer no more. Give Schicksal Hospital 10 days, they'll give you back your life. Covered by most insurance or payment plans available. For more information, just call 800-CRAVING or online, go to soberinseattle.com. Just give them 10 days, they'll give you back your life, and we thank you for listening.
She made your peanut butter sandwiches just right. She taught you how to tie your shoes. She reminded you over and over how important it is to say thank you. She's your mom, and this Mother's Day, you want to give her a gift with meaning, a gift that'll last a lifetime. Well, at Fredmeyer Jewelers, you'll find a beautiful selection of jewelry, thoughtful gifts that will delight her. Like a sterling silver Zabel bracelet with a heart-shaped mom bead. Right now it's on sale for just $59.99. Or surprise her with a pair of brilliant diamond stud earrings. They start at just $99.99. We have the right gift for mom, grandma, every special woman in your life. So come to Fred Meyer Jewelers, the third largest jeweler in the nation, and find a Mother's Day gift she'll treasure forever.
For all those special times.
Shop at FredMeyerJewelers.com and get free overnight shipping on any order of $49 or more.
We're sorry. We are unable to complete your education as planned. All classes are full. We're sorry. We are unable to complete your education as planned.
Worried your education will be put on hold? Brandman University can help. The Brandman Business School still has space, and so do over 200 other Brandman programs. A bachelor's in business administration from Brandman is a solid investment. We're part of the Chapman University System, one of California's oldest, most prestigious universities. Brandman is affordable. We partner with community colleges so you can earn your business degree for a lot less than you think. Brandman is designed for working students. We offer flexible evening and online classes so you can earn your business degree without putting the rest of your life on hold. Classes start soon at your local Lacey campus. You may qualify for a $500 transfer scholarship. Hurry, scholarships are limited. Attend an information session this week or visit brandman.edu today.
Upgrading your fly swatter to stainless steel for free is a bad deal. Upgrading your raincoat to stainless steel for free is a bad deal.
Wow, Dave, cool jacket. Dave? Dave?
Upgrading your appliances to stainless steel for free is a good deal. Get a free upgrade to stainless on select GE appliances. Offer ends July 6th. Visit your local retailer now. GE. Imagination at work.
Visit Sears Automotive Center for the best price on all your car needs. Bring in any competitor's offer. Sears will match it guaranteed. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great offers. Sears, life well spent.
Tonight, these diamonds are not forever.
I have 100,000 in diamonds gone.
Unbelievable.
Somebody stole the stolen diamonds.
New CSA Miami, CBS Tonight.
KZOK traffic.
A little slowdown on I-5 southbound, primarily on the main line, but that is from 85th down to the Ship Canal solid. The express lanes are heavy, closer to 520, and then on down to Union Street underneath the convention center. I-5 northbound slow from about mid-Bowling Field up through to Yesler. The 520 bridge slow in both directions just before you hit the water. And on I-99 in the northbound direction right before Seneca Street, there's an accident there. Traffic is slow from the West Seattle Bridge. 405 northbound right at the Maple Valley Highway. Disabled vehicle blocking the HOV lane. The Callahan 102.5 KZOK.